This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largy. Most of us know June is Pride Month. That's when most Pride celebrations seem to happen around the U.S. and around the world. So why does Austin's Pride Festival and Parade happen in August? One AT Explained listener asked about that, and KUT's Julia Yort looked into it.
Most cities celebrate Pride in June to honor the queer and trans activists who put their lives on the line for gay rights during the Stonewall riots. Back in June of 1969, the New York Police Department raided a popular queer hangout in Greenwich Village called the Stonewall Inn. The raids turned into violent clashes with the queer community. Stacey McDiarmid felt that this year, the 50th anniversary of Stonewall, was a particularly important moment to ask about the timing of Austin's official Pride celebration.
Well, I texted my friends to wish them happy Pride at the beginning of June, and then we laughed because we're not sure it's actually Pride. And it came up because we wanted to decide when I was going to bake a rainbow cake and bring it into work. And I'm just an enthusiastic ally who would really like to make a rainbow cake at the appropriate time of year.
So why is Austin's Pride Festival in August and not June?
So there's three aspects to that.
Micah Andrus gets this question all the time. He's the president of the Austin Gay and Lesbian Pride Foundation, the nonprofit that's organized the city's Pride Festival and parade since 2010.
There's a financial aspect, there's a logistical aspect, and then there is a functional aspect.
But before we get into all that, let's go back to Austin's very first Pride events. Pride events in Austin started 45 years ago. The official Pride started in 1990. One of the unofficial celebrations in 1989 was the March on Austin for Lesbian and Gay Equal Rights. A recording of it is kept in the Austin History Center's LGBTQ archive. The official Pride March used to happen in June, but in past years, it's even been held in September. Micah says that despite the official Pride parade happening in August, he sees it as only one part of a year-long celebration of queer identity.
We wanted to have some event where we celebrated the significance of June and it being Pride Month. So we started with the Stonewall Rally. It's basically just a rally that commemorates the anniversary of Stonewall. And it's also become a commemoration now of the Pulse victims as well.
This is Kelly Klein speaking at the Stonewall rally at the Texas Capitol last week.
Today, we stand on the steps of the Texas State Capitol reminding lawmakers in there that we are not second-class citizens, that we are not going anywhere. Y'all can make some noise for that.
Fundraising makes up a big chunk of Austin Pride's events. It costs $100,000 to host the festival and the parade. Sponsors cover half of it, and the rest comes from fundraising and ticket sales.
We're fundraising all year. During Pride Week, we have all these events that we're fundraising the whole time. Bingo is basically our flagship event.
One more time, five down. Five across, five diagonally.
Monthly bingo fundraisers are at Oil Can Harry's downtown.
It can get a little wild.
On your marks, get set, and go.
So money is an important aspect of the timing of Austin Pride. But Micah says it's just one reason why the official Pride celebration happens in August here instead of June.
To be sustainable and be a nonprofit that runs a Pride celebration, you have to make your Pride a destination event. Not all prides can be in June. They literally start in February, and then it goes all the way to November. There are literally pride celebrations happening in November.
And with pride comes entertainment.
If every pride is in June, then you don't have anybody to book for entertainment. And whether people like it or not, entertainment is what brings the crowd out.
The next reason for Austin's Pride Festival being in August isn't quite as obvious.
August is historically the driest month on record for rain. We cannot afford rain insurance. It is ridiculously expensive.
Before revealing the final answer to the question of why Austin Pride happens in August instead of June, I asked our question asker, Stacy, what her and her friends thought the answer might be.
the best answer we could come up with for why we think it's in August is that the students would be back.
Turns out that's not a bad guess.
It takes about 400 people volunteering to pull off Pride. Of those 400 people, about 95 to 96% of them are college age kids. So they're not here in the summertime. So that's logistically for us, that is probably our biggest reason that we're in August.
Micah doesn't think that having the Pride Parade in August is a limitation. And according to him, Stacy can go ahead and bake her rainbow cake whenever she wants.
Pride is what you make it. It should be year-round. I don't think it has to be in June to be celebrated. I think it can be anytime you want it to be. Lady Gaga said that Pride needs to happen all year, and I'm like, yes, I'm so down for this.
The 29th annual Austin Pride Festival is on August 10th at Fiesta Gardens. Julia York, KUT News.
There's much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. While you're at it, leave us a review on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. Or you can ask your own question. It's all at atexplained.org, atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Larkin.